We don't do that usually. The Rabbanon don't come and make something, but the Rabbanon the Chiv take off Trumas HaMaisres. But what's going to be now? These Paris now, since they didn't come into the house, Midiraisa the Potter for Trumas HaMaisres. They came into the Sukkah, so with Rabbanon it's Mechuyiv for Trumas HaMaisres. So you take off now Trumas HaMaisres on these Paris to party yourself other Paris, it's called Menachiv al Aptur, Menaptur al Achiv, and they come out of the wrong halachas. So with the Rabbanon, they don't like to be Mechayiv you in Trumas HaMaisres. So that's the kasha. You can't say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a sukkah is only called a bias midirabonan, but midirais it's not called a bias, because if that's so, the rabbonan will not be mechayiv you to give trumas emaisus, because they don't want you to take off minachiv al aptur or minaptur al achiv. So the Rishonim all left the kasha, Tosis and Tosis Shonim, we know there are kama halachis that the rabbonan made the truma midirabonan. There's a loch otzitz nokuf. If you have papers growing in a flower pot, if it doesn't have a hole on the bottom, also, Shaina Nokov, Midirais, it's Potter from Trumas HaMaisus, Midirabonin, it's Mechuyiv. There are a lot of Paris that are only Mechuyiv Midirabonin. So you see, the Rabbonin gave a lot of Kolom that there were Mechayiv you in Trumas HaMaisus. So Taisus Teretz says, he gives a few Teretz from Taisus, and most of the Teretz. He says, V'yeshleima mehoch ikol limito tfei, tlemaski ya taima de gzerihi, el esavri de bayez gomer chashiva, v'chi hagavnar minim epsochim. In other words, when the Rabbonin gave a chiyuv mid Rabbonin, we understand it's only mid Rabbonin. People know, things that grow in a flower pot. Everybody knows mid Raisa, it's not growing on the ground. You're part of mid Raisa. So the Rabbonin gave a chiyuv Trumas HaMaisres, people will know that's only mid Rabbonin. Mashenkin here, a person can make a mistake. If you're going to tell me now that a sukkah is called a bayis, when you bring the peris inside there, the mechuyiv now mid Raisa, people think, you know why they're mechuyiv? Because mid Raisa sukkah is called a bayis. As here it's a svar, the Rabbonin can't give a din, a sukkah should be called a bayis only mid Rabbonin, because for sure people will make a mistake and think it's a din mid Raisa. As when the Rabbonin make takonis, it's nikka klor, it's only mid Rabbonin, we're not afraid, people will know it's only mid Rabbonin. Mashenka, here the svar is, it looks clearly like it's a Raisa. People come to make a mistake. Pays also the Therasim. Havalochi mechavinin leila fushay, toyi visavadim the Raisa chayiv. The Mimafis Leda, Eza Dira Kavua Diraisa. Are people going to know what's called a Dira Kva, what's not called Dira Kva? People think that if the din is, you bring the Paris into the Sukkah, you Mechuyiv take off Trumas HaMaisres, they'll think Avadi Midiraisa, you Mechuyiv take off Trumas HaMaisres. So that's the Gemara Svaro. You can't say it's only Midirabonin. Because if it would only be Midirabonin, the Rabbonin will not be Mechayiv you Trumas HaMaisres when you brought into the Sukkah. So if so, we're back to the Kasha then. So it's mashma clearly according to Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkah is called a bayis midiraisa, since you live there for 7 days, and therefore you mechuyiv midiraisa to put up a mezuzah on your sukkah. So the question is, how does Rabbi Yehuda say that the lishkas parhadmin in the base of Migdish is put the midiraisa from a mezuzah? It's only exeru when we put it up. Why is the mechuyiv midiraisa? Have the Gemara Elu Amar Abaye. I'll tell you the din is like this. B'shiva the kuliyal malay pligi the mechayva. I tell you, no. The 7 days before Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol actually lives in the Lishkas Bahadrin, everybody holds Yom Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. Even if Yudas also mask him then. He's those 7 days that he lives there, it's not worse than a Sukkah that we live there for 7 days. Avad is called the base Dira then, and you have a Chiv Midiraisa to put a Mezuzah on. Rashi says, Elo Mar Abaya. V'shiv as yom shal prisha loy pligi Rabbi Yehuda. Devadai mechayiv dumi the sukkah. Havada those 7 days that Kohen Gadol was living there, even Rabbi Yehuda holds you mechuyiv in the mezuzah. So where's the machlokes in that mishnah braisa to Rabbi Yehuda and Tanna Kamma? Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? B'shar yemos hashana. The rest of the year, when the Kohen Gadol is not living in the Lishkas Sanhedrin, that Rabbonin, Sarv the Rabbonin holds, Gazrinon shar yemos hashana otu shiva. The Rabbanon hold, you have to have a mezuzah on that door, on that room, the whole year. Because if you're not going to have a mezuzah up the rest of the year, Sigzera, when it comes to 7 days before Yom Kippur, to put the Kohen Gadol there, also you won't put up a mezuzah. So Gzera, up to those 7 days, the whole year you have to have a mezuzah there. Rashi says, Ki pligi b'shay yemos hashana. Rabbanon tzavri gazrinon shay yemos hashana otu shiva. That otu, the 7 days the Kohen Gadol lives there, therefore the whole year you have to have a mezuzah. Vayit Gemara says Rabbonin Savri, Rabbi Yehuda Sav, Rabbi Yehuda holds Loi Gazrinan. No, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't make the Gzera. Trash Rabbi Yehuda Sav, Loi Gazrinan. Elishos Pahadrin B'Shai Yemos Hashana Hoyolam Mezuzah Kedeshnei Muzekes L'Choyol Yodeham Kebeis Dira Gemura. But the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is Maidan that the whole year round there was a mezuzah on this Lishos Pahadrin, not because he makes a gzeira mikir adin the whole year after those 7 days, but only mishum gzeira, that people should always know this is a base dira for kohen gadol. Shlo yermu, people should not say ala kohen b'shivas yimei aprishon b'beis hasurim chavush. People should not talk about him those 7 days he set aside to be in the base of Mikdash. They're like, lock him up in jail. The raya, the room doesn't have a mezuzah. It's a raya, it's not called a base dira, it's tam a jail. So people shouldn't talk like that. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole year there should be a mezuzah. But not me'ikir adin, a bias that's mechuyiv, me 7 days. The Rabbanon hold it's a din in the bias. Since for 7 days the bias is mechuyiv in a mezuzah, mid Rabbanon the whole year you have to have a mezuzah in that house. Also, people shouldn't come to learn out not to put it up those 7 days. If Yehuda does know the mezuzah, but Stam, Lishkas Mahadrin, those 7 days it does have, me'ikir adin, and the rest of the year it's a new gzera, why it has it. So the Gemara, Omale Robus, Rabbi Yasakasha, V'asukis ha'chag b'chag ketoni. We learned about chag asukis on sukis. So Trashi Yopatri Rabbonin. And still the Rabbonin say Yopatri for the mezuzah. Alma, what do we see? V'shiva nami ikol amanda potter. There's a man the yom of the holds, even when you're living there for 7 days, still Yopatri for the mezuzah. So how could you, Abayi, say, everybody holds a bias that you're living there for 7 days, for sure it's mechuyiv in the mezuzah. Everybody holds. No, it's the machlekes gufa by sukkis, by chag sukkis. There are 7 days you're living there. There are bona patrich from the mezuzah. So the kitzi, you can't say a derech chlal, everybody holds 7 days in mechuyiv in mezuzah. No, even those 7 days also there's a machlekes. So the churis a modern zachten. So churis damat astira. Why the rabbanon hold that in the sukkah you put from the mezuzah and lishkas parhadrin, the rabbanon hold meikar adin also you are mechuyiv in mezuzah. So we'll soon see why. Tomorrow, but a kopon lakasha tabayir is, you can't say everybody holds, like, but they're a klal, anytime you're living there, even though it's only for 7 days, for sure you're mechuyiv in mezuzah. That's not emes. You see clearly the rabbanon hold by sukkah, you're potter from the mezuzah. Elo amar Rav. Rav says like this, that b'shah yemais hashana kula yamalai pliga diptura. Just the opposite. The rest of the year, when the kohen gadol is not living in lishkas pahadrin, nobody's living there, nobody sleeps there, avad et potter from the mezuzah. That's not called the Beis Dira. Key pligi, where's the machlokes now? Mishnah is Raisa, between the Yehuda and the Rabbonin, b'shiva. It's the machlokes by the 7 days before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol lives in the Lishkas Parhadrin, that Yehuda holds me'ikar adin yapotah from the mezuzah. It's only exerim where we have it. And the Rabbonin hold no, me'ikar adin is mechuyiv in the mezuzah. I lechur that it's a stira. How come the Rabbonin hold me'ikar adin Lishkas Parhadrin is mechuyiv in mezuzah? And sukkah, the Rabbanon hold Yopatah for the mezuzah. The Churetz Tira Dik Alochis. Like just the opposite Alochis. The Yehuda Shita is, Sukkah, the 7 days you live there, you are mechuyiv in the mezuzah. Still Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Lishkas Parhadrin is Potah for the mezuzah Mikra Adin. Like Churetz Tira Dik Alochis. So Gemara is going to answer like this. V'sukkah time Luchud, V'lishkah time Luchud. True, each one has its own Svara. One Svara, one din is not telling the other din. It's possible, like we're saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds, on Sukkis, you mechuyiv to have a mezuzah in your sukkah. Ma'ashenkin, even the 7 days when the Kohen Gadol lives in his lishkas parhadrin, me'ikar adin is potter from the mezuzah. There's no stira. Why? Sukkah time l'chud. Like, what's the machlokes by sukkah? The machlokes is like this. Reb Yehuda l'taimei. Di oma sukkah diras kfar binin. If you the shita is in Hilchas Sukkah, you have to have a dirus kva. That's his shita. Melo mechayvim mezuzah. Therefore, he holds it's called a dirus kva. It's a regular dira, even though it's only for 7 days. You mechayv in a mezuzah. It's called a dirus kva. Trashi ki pligi b'shiva. Bein belishka bein besukkah v'yapoyta kan mechayv kan v'chlipu devreim. It's just the opposite. V'sukkah time l'chud. We have Yehudla time with Yom Masech to Sukkah. Dirus kvahi. He holds even though the sukkah is more than 20 yamas high, shein ruya liyosos elu b'mechitzas kvar. Once you make a sukkah so high up, the sukkah has to be the walls, has to be very strong walls. Still, he holds you're allowed to have a diras kvar for a sukkah. Hilkach bayis chashiva namalini mezuzah. Therefore, if Yehuda Shita is that a sukkah could be a diras kvar, therefore it's called a bayis even hilkas mezuzah. And therefore it's called a bayis, a chashva bayis, yemachoyiv midiraisa to put a sukkah, a mezuzah on your sukkah according to Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbanon l'tamayu, now the reason why the Rabbanon say no is Sukkah is potter from the mezuzah, the Amri, they go according to the Shita, Sukkah diras arai binin. No, you're not allowed to have a kvah for a Sukkah. Dafka has to be arai. It has to be shaky like, and it can't be kvah. You can't have it so high up. It can't be more than 20 yamas high, the walls. So since it's a diras arai, that bulei mechaibim mezuzah. That's the steer of tilchas mezuzah. The Torah says by a mezuzah's beisechem. Beisechem means a chashiva, a good bayis. A bayis means a base diras that you live there, a kavua dik a bayis. Mashenkin is sukkah, nalochu, we hold like this. That sukkah is only called a diras arai. That's why we hold with potter for the mezuzah on our sukkah. Now, belishcha taimulukud. The machlekes of belishcha's mechuyiv in the mezuzah is a different machlekes. Rabbon and Savri, because here them is saying the lishka is called the diras kva. Like the mamash is a gezunta room, a nice tishmaka room. Mefra, we had before that every bayis sheni, every kohen gadol used to knock down the old bayis and used to put in thousands and thousands of dollars to make their room look the nicest room. Like the mamash was a gezunta room, was zicha diras kva. It was the most beautiful room there was in all no place. So what's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold yipotah from the mezuzah? The chura here for sure is called the diras kva. And his mother Chesuk is called the Diras Kva. Havad here also is called the Diras Kva. So why does Rabbi Yehuda hold this Lishka Parhadron is potter from the Mezuzah Mikir Adin? So Gemara says a new Svara. If you have Yehuda Savad Dira Bar Korcho Loishime Dira. Hey, it's a Dira that willingly you don't want to live there. We like forced you to come to live there. It's out this mitzvah's Prisha. 7 days before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to be purished to Kohen Gadol to bring him into this Lishka to live there. But Vice says willingly he wouldn't want to go there. He's only going to return us the mitzvah. So that's not called a dira. Umidirabonan who did kino law, shalla yernu kain godu chavisha beis asurim. It's only exera the gadin, the rabbonan made exera to put a mezuzah, that people should not talk as if to say that kain godu is going to be locked up in jail now for 7 days. Haraya, the room he's put in, doesn't have a mezuzah. Mashen king, the rabbonan shita is, they hold Vice Tayus a dira's. Bar Korcha, she made Dira, it is called a Dira. Now the question, the famous Kasher is, like what makes it called a Dira Bar Korcha here? The Chur is not really forced to Kohen Gadol, it's just he's doing a B'teras HaMitzvah. There's his own free will, he wouldn't go there. The Mitzvah says the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippur, has to live in this room, that's called a Dira Bar Korcha. So Chur Sukkah is the same way also. Willingly, Mistan people won't go to live in their Sukkah. Why do we live in the Sukkah the 7 days? Because the Torah gave a Mitzvah to live there. So that's also to be called the Dira Bar Korcha. Like how come a Sukkah is called the Dira Skva, according to Yehuda, and how come a Sukkah, and how come this not? So Tayyidah Shana speaks out, that the Bar Yehuda Sava Dira Bar Korcha Loshim Edira. V'sukkah lav Dira Bar Korcha hu, shein azoz mi beisoy v'ishtoy ubonav ubabayis, v'holach heinav heina. Like in a Sukkah, since you can live there with your mishpacha, with your wife, that's not called the Dira Bar Korcha. Mashenka and the Kohen Gadol, these 7 days he has to be purged from his wife, to go away from his family, to live in the Lishkas Pahadrin, that's called the Dira Bar Korcha. So therefore here of Yehuda Shita is, that's not called the Dira, even though Machmas, the room itself, it's a chashiv a room, but since the actual person living there is not living there really willingly, that's not called the Dira, chashiv a Dira to Mechayv in the Mezuzah. Mashenka in a Sukkah, since the Teshvu Ketaduru, he's supposed to live there, the way you live a whole year, with your Mishpacha, that it's only mitzvah, but still it's a different type of a mitzvah. There the mitzvah is like willingly you go into the Sukkah. So there you are Mechayv, and here not. So that's the two of the Machlekesim, they're not totally Zebizir. So the Gemara. Man Tan Uhoratan Rabbanan, who's the Tan of this writer?